Mark Hatfield was protected from severe damage from being associated with a flawed president. I mean, a severely flawed presidency, a morally flawed presidency. Mm-hmm. Certainly, he would have become vice president. I mean, as vice president, he would have become president. And how history might have changed, but also how he might have been just dragged into that morass, not because of his personal choices, but just being close to that presidency. Gerald Ford's emergence during that period was, of course, unique in our history, and because of his respect in the House of Representatives and so on, and because nothing much was expected of him, he seems to have been the right man for the job during that period. Mm-hmm. But how can a man who's passed over ever fully get past reflecting on how it might have been? Mm-hmm. And it could have been a diverging of the path for the party that would have made it a much more formidable force in terms of moral suasion in the world. But he never reflected on it too much. I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember his talking to us about the party?
I don't remember his saying, except that he recounted to me and to others about what it was like waiting mm-hmm. in Miami during that period and sitting around and not going out because he was waiting the phone call. Mm-hmm.
Did he talk about Watergate and what that meant for his party?
I don't remember him mm-hmm. ever talking about that. I think he just shrugged his shoulders and saying, well, it fits.
Uh-huh.
It fits. But I do think it made him less involved in mm-hmm. party politics than he might have been otherwise. Mm-hmm. I think he's never been overly proud to line up behind the flag mm-hmm. of the Republican Party. He's never been very involved in, as I said, the caucuses or the Republican Campaign Committee or any of that. Mm-hmm. See, he's pretty much gone his own route. He hasn't needed the party structure to win his victories in Oregon. Mm-hmm. And they've always wondered, the party operatives have often asked the question, are we really going to support this guy in his reelection campaign? Mm-hmm. Or are we going to sit this one out? It's strange, real strange.
It's an interesting phenomenon. In the earlier history, you see his separation from the party organization in the state from the first foot that he put forward.
That's right. That's right. And then the conservatives, of course, that tried to get a more fit nominee mm-hmm. in the Republican nomination for the Senate. It's real sad, I think.
Well, in a world that has extremes like that, where in his own party there are people whose agenda and so forth is really very, I would say, perhaps antithetical, to use an antiseptic word, to his approach to things.
That's right.
Doesn't he see himself in a world of good and evil and that where being even in proceeding is very difficult to do?
It's very important, I think, to understand this quality of the man in that regard, that he thinks it's more important to be faithful in a particular approach than it is to get particular legislative things done. It's more important how you treat other people mm-hmm. and how you create an atmosphere than it is to ramrod a flawed piece of legislation through. Because mm-hmm. none of them are perfect anyway. Mm-hmm. So to rise or fall on whether or not you get a piece of legislation through that has a particular ideological bent or even cuts off so many millions of dollars for military spending is less important than whether you've been faithful to your own soul. Mm-hmm. And that's what kept the guy from going stark raving mad, I think. It's like Mother Teresa said when he was in India with her. And he became very emotional over what he and Mrs. Hatfield were seeing as they were driving around in that little van with Mother Teresa. And he said to her, how do you keep from becoming absolutely destroyed by what you're seeing? We've just been to the dispensary where there are 1,000 people lined up for Band-Aids and aspirin. We've been to the House of the Dying where there are over 100 people lying on the floor, crawling in off the street just to have a happy place to die. There are over 200 kids in the orphanage that are unadoptable. My spirit is crushed by this. How do you keep from just coming apart? And she looked up at him and put her hand up on his shoulder and said with that beatific look on her face, but my dear brother senator, don't you see? I'm not called to be successful, I'm called to be faithful. Mm-hmm. Boy, that is really a watchword for somebody in the rough and tumble of the legislative process. You know, Otto von Bismarck was right on target when he said at the turn of the century, after watching the quasi-democratic process in Germany, that if you want to maintain respect for law and for sausage, you shouldn't watch either one being made. Mm-hmm. Mark Hatfield sees himself in the Senate as a witness rather than as a person who is going to get a lot done. He sees himself as a person seeking to be faithful to his principles rather than a person who is going to be remembered as a great legislative tactician. And I really do think that he'll be remembered much longer than most people who just pass out of the scene and you can't. Mm-hmm. 2 years, 5 years, 10 years down the line, nobody remembers the person who was even there. But he'll be remembered because of the quality of his relationships with his colleagues and with the people in the dining room and the people in the bill clerk's office and the janitors and the service people. Mm-hmm.